Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
All right. So today we're tackling investing, but maybe not how you'd expect. We're diving into this source, what we control, and honestly, it's pretty refreshing.
Yeah, it really flips the script. Instead of chasing those big returns, which, let's face it, can feel like chasing butterflies sometimes,
totally.
It gets right to the heart of what we can actually, manage. Which is a lot when you really break it down.
Exactly. And that's what I love about this source. It doesn't just tell you to focus on what you can control. It actually lays it all out.
Mm-hmm.
Four key elements: risk, cost, time, and behavior.
And each one's like a lever you can adjust to, really fine-tune your approach.
Love that analogy. So let's start with, I guess, the big one that everyone always talks about: risk. What does managing risk actually mean for like the average person who's just trying to, make their money work for them?
Okay, so first thing, forgetting about risk entirely. That's not the goal. Can't just bury your head in the sand, right?
Definitely not.
It's more about figuring out how much risk you're personally comfortable with. Think about it. Someone just starting out, tons of time to recover if things go south, they might be okay with some riskier moves.
Makes sense.
But someone closer to retirement, preserving what they've built, that's going to be way more important. Risk tolerance changes, you see.
Absolutely. You don't wear your rain boots on a sunny day.
Yeah.
Okay, so next up, costs. This one sometimes feels like the, the silent killer of investing returns.
Oh, it's so true. People get blinded by the potential gains and completely forget about those little fees just eating away at their returns over time. It's death by a thousand cuts.
Ouch. Yeah, I feel that.
And there are so many sneaky ones. Expense ratios, trading commissions. You really need to know what you're being charged and how it all adds up.
Speaking of adding up, let's talk about the magic of compounding. That's where time comes in, right?
Exactly. The longer you're invested, the more those returns can snowball. Your money's making money, and then that money's making money. It's like a beautiful cycle.
It's like a financial chain reaction.
Right.
But it only works if you're patient.
Absolutely. You can't freak out and pull your money every time the market dips. Remember that long-term vision.
Easier said than done, though, right?
Yeah.
Which brings us to our final element: behavior. And this one, honestly, I think this is where most people get tripped up.
Oh, 100%. We are emotional creatures, and those emotions can really mess with our heads when it comes to money.
So true.
Like when the market's soaring, we get greedy, we want in on the action, even if it means making impulsive decisions.
Chasing those hot stocks, FOMO, all that.
Exactly. And then, inevitably, the market takes a dip, right?
Always happens.
And suddenly that fear kicks in. We just want to cut our losses, get out before it gets worse, even if it means selling at a loss. It's a constant battle.
So how do we actually manage that? How do we stop ourselves from, making those emotional decisions that we know aren't good for us in the long run?
Self-awareness is key. You got to know your weaknesses, right? Understand those biases like fear and greed, and then have a plan to counteract them.
So having a solid investing plan is like having a game plan.
Absolutely. You don't go into a big game without a strategy, right?
Yeah.
And having a financial advisor you trust, that's like having a coach in your corner. They can help you stay focused, make those tough calls.
It's so interesting how, we fixate on returns, which we can't directly control, but we often neglect these four elements, which we can control.
It's that instant gratification monkey on our backs. Seeing those portfolio numbers go up feels good in the moment, but real lasting success, that takes time, patience, and discipline.
It's like that marshmallow experiment that kids who could resist that immediate treat, they ended up with more in the end. So basically what we're learning here is that investing, it's not just about picking the right stocks, it's about mastering your own psychology and building good habits.
100%. It's about the long game.
And on that note, here's something to think about. Which of those four controllable elements, risk, cost, time, or behavior, which one do you feel like you need to, take more control of in your own investing journey? Think about that, and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, happy investing.